hot teachers. Did you ever have, back in 1822, did you ever have a hot teacher?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Jim Mason. No.
Legs on Jim?
Yeah, he had such a beard, the best beard I've ever seen. No, not in primary school particularly, and in high school, secondary school, it was an all-boys school. So mostly male teachers, the occasional female teachers. There was one substitute PE teacher who, you know, they learn, they go and hang out in a PE department. She was pretty hot, but apart from that, no.
Didn't all the boys want to be at the front for stretching?
It was like Oz aerobics. You know, blokes used to sit in front of the telly and watch that. It was a lot like that.
Juanita.
Yes?
Did you have a teacher that you thought was hot back in the day?
What time is it? Are my kids listening? Absolutely. The manual arts teacher. I would not have done that subject if it hadn't been for him.
So you did manual arts because he was the teacher?
Oh, totally. I was awful at it. I made this dodgy stool, which I never used. A fish scaler. I loved him. He was like Grizzly Adams.
Oh, wow. I don't know who that is.
Rugged, bearded.
Yeah.
Okay.
Manly man.
Right.
Harry Bring Chess. That into 2020. So who would that kind of be like-ish? Did you say hairy chest? How do you know he had a hairy chest?
Because he used to wear a button shirt. Like back in those days, you showed a bit of chest hair. It was all you're proud of your chest hair. Who would he? I don't know. Grizzly Adams.
Like
that,
one of those. One of the DSs on SAS. One you like? Is it?
Ant. I think his name's Ant.
He's got a beard. He looks like an outdoorsy type. Yeah. I don't know about his hairy chest, but.
Yeah. And hence, my husband's got a hairy... I love hairy chests. Anyway.
Do you really?
Manly man.
So you took said class because what was the teacher's name?
I don't know. I can't remember his name. That's terrible. It's been a long time.
But you took the class because he was hot.
Absolutely.
Did you just daydream going, I would love to rub my hands through his chest?
All right,
no,
ladies,
I was very innocent.
Just wrap this up and get on with work, hey?